Welcome back to our second week of online POSH 386 US Judiciary. I hope that you had a good weekend and were able to go outside keeping 6 foot distances to other people in the nice weather. Thanks so much for your good and generous contributions to the various discussion boards last week. I will take a bit to work through your posts about restrictions on citizens' liberties. We will continue working with this next week. Also, I have to apologize for taking so long getting back to you about your essays or posters. I have gone over a good number of them and will post grades and comments soon. I've already seen lots of good work and this makes me happy. And if you have not yet completed this activity, please get in touch with me. I want to make sure that you get this done. All right, this week's topic will be the Supreme Court decision-making process. We'll work in two stages. Until Tuesday night, I'd like you to do readings and watch a series of videos in which various Supreme Court justices describe various aspects of their work. I hope you'll enjoy these videos. Some of these justices are quite some characters. After the readings and videos, and before midnight on Tuesday, please complete an open book quiz. Then, your task for the second half of the week will be to create a short video presentation on one aspect of the Supreme Court decision-making process. You will do this in small groups, and you can find detailed step-by-step instructions on Canvas. But I'm also available and happy to help you with whatever questions you have. You can find group discussion boards on Canvas, and you can also join me on Wednesday at 2:30 in my online office to work with your group on your presentation. The video presentations should be ready by the end of Friday, but you can have an extension if necessary. But let's try to target Friday evening, so that everybody can watch the videos early next week. This type of activity is called a jigsaw. Students become experts in a particular aspect of a topic and teach it to the rest of the class. The main goal of this activity is for you to understand the different stages of the Supreme Court decision-making process and to be able to figure out where you did not understand something and need more information. Creating a presentation is a great way to find such gaps in one's understanding. Furthermore, though, I hope that the activity helps you find out how you can present information online. As more and more jobs use online work, I think that learning how to create a video presentation can be really useful. Plus, it helps you get connected with each other, something that I think is something that we miss in this brave new online world. All right, see you online this week.